KC and KG Alpha. KC and KG Alpha Hubble.
K-E-8-M-W-N. K-E-8-M-W-N, monitoring, statewide one.
I caught it, but I didn't catch it. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November. The name here is Ben, Bravo Echo November.
Sorry, I was on some channels there. Heading out to Muskegon. The Muskegon area right now on 69.
I'm just sitting in my area here in Bay City.
Hey, coming in pretty clear. But I'm moving, so that's not a Motorola SPR 4550. You just had to reprogram. And see how to travel out west.
You say that's a 4550?
I didn't get any of that.
You say that was a 4550 mobile?
Yeah, it's a Motorola XDR, X-Ray Papa Romeo, 4550.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. Yeah, I'm very familiar with them. Just PM'd like 20 of them here at the shop the other day. I'm talking on an XDR 7550 Motorola.
And, for this, the other hand of the shit, an AKPP Wally, set up with an IT roll for 51. So, see how it's doing. Just rolling down the freeway here. And I'm on. KKK.
Sorry about that. I had a little racket around me. Repeat your last. For station IV, this is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November.
Here I am from KEVNTN, statewide 1. Here I am from KEVNTN, statewide 1. Okay, AVNT clear, statewide 1.
KCHL. KCHL.
KCHKONHKPP.
Don't you have a meeting to go to?
10:30, I'm driving there now.
Just to give you an idea, I'm at the Kent County Fairgrounds area. Actually, Mobile. KGO.
Very good. Did you go to the left zone, I take it, if you're there?
Say that one more time. I have to turn my radio down.
I said, did you, you went to the west zone, right? Zone west on your radio?
It just says pilot SW1 and an E, so however you have it named. But it, I've been going through, I hit Lansing and Flint and all that. Only dropped a couple times where it said channel 50 and searched. Besides that, it's working pretty good.
So you said you're in Kent County, right?
Yeah, I'm in Kent County.
Okay, look, there should be a zone on that radio that says west, MI-51 or something of that nature, or SW1, I can't remember how I worded it, but it should say west.
Yeah, but it's picking up the different towers, whatever one you got in there, frequency, I should say. Even though it's county, I know I'm nowhere near the county. Yeah, it's picking up the west side just fine.
Okay, well, there must be a frequency match somewhere over there that you're on, too. I just saying, because then if you go west, then you can get all of them. But if you drop out or lose one, then you'll have to go to the west. I'm not sure how the pairing works. I didn't study it that close. I studied it, but not super, super close. Everything that was west of Lansing, not including Lansing, I put in the west zone.
Yeah, I'm hearing Cascade Township. I just got into that way. I'm 69. So I've got another 50 miles before I get to the east, roughly.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, she's bumping through nice. That's fine. So like I said, you get a chance, try going to the west zone. I want to see if that works. I want to make sure I got that right. So other than that, no big deal, sir. I'm glad it's working.
I don't know how to go to the west. I think you got it all set up at my 5 roll in a zone. You'll have the channel there, unless you're talking about 52.
No. Did you have to change zones when you started driving, or did you just change channel?
Well, I flipped over the Grand Rapids one. Let's see how that does.
Yeah, that's why I said it. You're so west. I gotta look. I got two different revisions of it. I spent so much time lately doing version 2.0, I kind of forgot what my version 1.0 looked like. So that's why I can't remember if I did it via zone or via channel.
2.0 version 1 is via zone. And then KTO version 2 is going to be by channel.
Okay, you're on version 1, so then you have to go to zone MI-51 left, and any channel in there will work. My bet is when you get farther left, you're going to lose the Grand Rapids Tower, but I don't know how good the coverage is, so all you say is I'm going to have to meet Fred and ask him how big the circle is expected. Might not need all of them.
Yeah, I'm on like the east side of Grand Rapids, Cascade Township, right around there.
Not very good. I got one of my trucks over there today. So, just talked to the guy on the phone a little while ago. He's heading towards Ottawa, County Road Commission, and then he's heading towards the, Grand Rapids, city of.
Yeah, I'm heading up to North Shores / Muskegon. And just got it, can't wait. So yeah, I'm going to get this way with the gear worker somewhere. We have 5 miles before I hit 96 west, and then another 40 miles after that up in Muskegon.
That's cool. You get that close to the water, go look at Lake Michigan. Should be pretty by now.
The cell says GRPET. Like I said, a trooper drive-by. Yeah, East Grand River just says it's the next exit, so. Is that what you were asking?
Nah, I just more worry about what the radio said. So, but that's fine. It's working. I guess in a nutshell, that's all that matters.
Absolutely, and I think once I get a better UHF on the roof there, it's just a single band instead of a dual, I think would do it better.
That's all I use. Little quarter wave works just fine. That's what I got on this one. But I think Sean explained to me one time that the gangs really squish the antenna pattern. They make it more horizontal than vertical. So, which is cool. That gives you more distance and more receive.
Well, yeah, that's what I want to do is I want to get a one that's strictly for UHF EMR. Get a little bit of gain on it. But I think we'll be playing better in the sandbox.
Tram makes one. Not too expensive, and I think it looked exactly like the Motorola one, and it was double the money. I bought the Motorola one, and afterwards I found the Tram one, and I really couldn't tell the difference in the picture between the two. But Motorola makes optic disc. They make a UHF antenna, a short one, probably only about 8 inches tall, and maybe 10. And they make one version that is for city driving, where the signal goes up, you know, between the buildings, and then they make another one for rural driving, where they force the signal to go more horizontal. And how they do that is beyond me, but that's the way it's advertised. So I'm sure there must be some method to it.
Is that an Amazon thing, or is that something off of PXE?
Go to your Motorola portal. You'll see it there.
Yeah, I'll check that out this weekend. So I got my, what is it, Motorola solution online, whatever it is. And I can't get the Vertex standard software there anymore for my PhD. So I think I got to set up another customer portal somehow or call them all to talk to them on it.
We talked in stereo, NAKPP, so try again.
That's better.
Wouldn't you, it was me. I talked on top of you.
Oh, okay. No, I said it was, last time I went to my Motorola Business Solutions or something like that, I used to be able to get the Vertex standard legacy software, my analog VHF HTs, but I can't find it now. And there's a whole new portal, so I don't know if I can log into that without an annual fee as a customer.
Oh, okay. All right, I will find that link and I'll send it to you, so... Yeah, and it's like really heavy traffic on 94 today for this time of day. Usually it's pretty smooth sailing, and I'm only doing like 63 to 65 miles an hour. Kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a little spooky here, too. And I'm here on 96 up by Walker, I think I'm coming up to.
Back in a second. I get hit by all this traffic. This is 60 miles an hour. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, I get it. But usually on this side, it's not too bad, but today it's a little bit congested. There's a possibility of next week going up to the mountains. So let's see how that goes.
I made it past my blockade, so that is good. All right, sir, I'm about ready to get off my exit here. I shall chat with you a little bit later. You be careful. I'll catch you driving back. NAKPP.
Sounds good. Talk down the flip. Have a good, productive day. I'm going to try to have a quiet one. See how that goes. 73-88-KJO.
CQ from W8VIJ, Waterford.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, Muskegon.
Yeah, I think it's KC8KJO, W8VIJ. I think it's Tom, according to my screen here. I think it's still, is it still morning here? I don't know, I haven't seen my clock here. But thanks for taking the call, how are you doing?
Oh, just dandy. I'm over here in Muskegon doing some work stuff, but I'm actually out of Memphis. So I've heard you before on 51.
Yeah, okay. Now, do you live up there, or are you just, I need some work?
Oh, no, this is work. I live over by Port Huron. So I'm just putting my Motorola to the test here. NAKPP did some roaming, IP roaming in it, in the Motorola. So all I got to do is key it up and hit you right on 51 no matter where I'm at least in Michigan, that is.
Yeah, okay, we might have doubled there, Tom. Can you repeat that?
Oh, I was saying that Wally set my radio up so it does the IP scan in Motorola. makes it easier to get you on 51 when I'm on the west side.
Yeah, okay, I recognize the voice now. I should have recognized it. I remember the setting that I put up, so I'm sorry about that. How's the weather in Muskegon? It's clear blue skies here, over here in Waterford. I think I see a contrail. They're probably spraying some chemical cover.
It's cloudy, gloomy, and 43 degrees. And my co-worker, he's out here with me. I'm going to pop into the Chick-fil-A and get some shout-out so my sugar doesn't drop. I'll give you a call in a bit. A-V-A-K-G-O.
Okay, all right. 7-3 for now, W-A-T-I-J.
M-A-K-B-B. M-A-K-B-B.
W8RLJ testing, W8RLJ testing.
W8RLJ, KID.
Yeah, we got you there now, Rod, KID, W8RLJ.
Yeah, there's something going on with the D-Star network that doesn't seem to like it. W8RLJ, KID.
Yeah,
KID, W8RLJ. KCA, KGO, you're on.
KCAKGO.
KCAKGO, MAKPP. You're on time, MAKPP.
This is WREW, Whiskey Romeo 8 Whiskey, in Grand Haven calling. Anybody out there? Whiskey Romeo 8 Whiskey listening.
Okay.
Okay, try that again. I don't think I had my volume up enough or not enough volume on your side. I'm not certain which it is. This is Rick, headed to our club meeting. Whiskey Romeo 8 Whiskey.
KDLP
here. Yeah, I got the volume up and that works a lot better. Well, are you at the meeting house already? I'm going to make a stop before I get there, but away from myself.
No, I'm not going to the meeting tonight. I'm going to advance time warning.
Oh, okay. So tonight is the Grand Rapids, Kent County Sky Warrant. Okay. Yeah, I haven't done a Sky Warrant this year yet, and I think I'm going to lose out if I'm not careful.
No, the Kent County, Iowa County Sky Warren was last week. This is an advanced class, and I'm by the weather.
Okay, and I think Muskegon last Saturday as well, as Ottawa last week.
I believe Muskegon is coming up.
Well, good. Hopefully I'll have a chance to catch Muskegon's and do that. But anyway, you'll be missed at the event tonight. Hopefully it goes well. And I believe it's about DMR, hence that's why I brought the TYT radio here. CDADLP, WREW.
Okay. A-D-A-D-L-T is clear.
73, Paul. Have a great evening. W-R-E-W, clear and listening.
N-H-K-P-P mobile.
This is W-R-E-W, Whiskey Romeo 8 Whiskey, Grand Haven calling. Anybody around?
I'll say hello for N-A-K-P-P.
Yeah, I missed the call entirely. N-A-K-G-P, something like that. This is Rick. Call is W-R-A-W, and I'm in Grand Haven.
We're in a beautiful town. I grew up in Pawpaw, but I'm in the far east side of the state now. That's where I live. Been here for about 20 years.
calls November 8, Kilo Papa Papa. And you're in New Baltimore, Michigan.
Well, very good. I know where New Baltimore is. Used to work in Roseville and lived in Westland, Wayne, Westland, for about 66 years and been over here in Grand Haven for about 4 years now. All right, well, we had just coming from a club meeting, and I thought we were going to talk about DMR today, and so I thought I'd bring my lone DMR radio, early TYT MD380, and but no, we talked about Meshtastic was the topic that one of the guys brought to the meeting tonight. Again, the name is Rick. Romeo India Charlie Kilowatt. Rick, and back to you. N8, gee whiz, he said it nice and slow, and I heard it, and darn it. Sorry about that. N8KPPWRAW.
No, very good. I'm kind of looking for something, but I heard you looking for kind of like a radio check, so it works. Meshtastic, we've been working with that for a while. It's still over there blinking away, but I don't think it's ever really picked up an RF signal. So Meshtastic has some cool ideas, but if you're using the internet, it really has no value. So if you can get enough of you guys around where you can hop from one to another, that's a pretty cool idea. But using this with the MQTT server, why bother? That's my opinion on it, so. Good luck with it. And Paul Gardner's on your club team, too, I take it? DPL?
Could be. Yeah, the club call is a, well, the club is a NOARC, the North Ottawa Amateur Radio Club, NOARC. And our call sign for our repeater is W8CSO, Charlie Sierra Oscar. So, anyway, it's a good club, probably about 40 or 50 members. Probably about 12 or 15 showed up today for the meeting, so not bad. Back to you.
Very good. All right, well, you have a good evening. I can find a pen and write your info down here so I can see you in my contact list. Give me a second here, and... here's a piece of paper and a pencil. Give me your call again and your name. I'm going to write it down and I'm going to add you to the contact list.
Sure enough, the call is Whiskey Romeo 8 Whiskey, WRAW. The name is Rick, Romeo India Charlie Kilowatt, Rick.
Okay, key up one more time so I can get your digits.
Roger, Whiskey Romeo the number 8, Ocho, with number 8, Whiskey. Whiskey Romeo 8 Whiskey. Name is Rick, Romeo India Charlie Kilowatt. Rick.
Very good. Thanks, Rick. I'll throw you in here. You have a good evening, and enjoy the day, and keep in touch. The DMR seems to be getting more and more popular every day, so I enjoy the digital stuff, so. Very good. Yeah, the guy I was asking about was name was Paul Bodner. I think it's called DPL. He's on your club, worked with him years ago.
So with one of the police departments that he worked in. Yeah, Paul was at a Skywarn countywide or multiple county meeting today. And couldn't make the club meeting. So but yes, I know Paul. I go to breakfast with him once or twice a week. And he lives about 15 or 18 miles from me. Well, very good. You have a wonderful evening. I'm going to go back to listen to the Tiger game before I go to the house. This is WRAW.
Okay, well, next time you see Paul, tell him you talked to a guy on the radio that knows how he used to drive an ambulance. So, I was his partner for a couple of shifts there back in the day. I'll talk to you later. And you tell him that the guy still wants his scope back. You'll know what I'm talking about. Have a good evening, Rick. N8K50.
N8K, yeah, or I keep on forgetting your call. KDAP here, Walter. How you doing?
Yeah, I was squealing on you for one of the Rangers girls that you used to be able to get us when we weren't supposed to have them.
Yeah, I was listening. I'm on my way back to some advanced Skywarn training, so how you doing? I'm going to get towards your way in May. I'm going to go to Northville, the U of M medical facility up there to their urology people.
Okay. Well, make sure you get a hold of me. I'll send you a message on somewhere or another so you have my phone number. Northville isn't that big of a drive. I'll jump over there and have lunch with you. So, are you going to see Michigan Urology?
Yeah, they only do the procedure I need done. They're the only ones who do it up there. So, nobody does it down here in Grand Rapids way. So,
I told you all your behavior when you were younger was going to get you in trouble.
Yeah, I know. So, all right. I don't do well driving at night, so I'm going to let you go. Have a good one, Walter. 88 DLP clear.
Take care, sir. Pleasure talking to you as always. N8KPP, or as they say, N8K, Papa, take care, buddy.
Oh, I'll just have to remember Pee-Pee Boy.
I'll make you deal. You don't tell stories, I won't.
Okay, sounds good. Good night.
I still have those pictures, by the way. I'll bring them with.
All righty.